Tonight on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, Saturday, June 4th. This is the Golf Club. We're online at RadioGolfClub.com and broadcasting on four wonderful radio stations in the islands. And thank you for stopping into the clubhouse. Our guests this morning include Joe Steranko, the CEO of PGA of America. It's June. That means it's Women in Golf Month. Yes. Steve DiMeglio will check in from the Memorial. Mike Scanlon from the ShopRite. Luis Pedraza, the founder of Access One Golf, a putter. This is quite nice. He'll be dropping in, too. And John Stamp, he's in Ohio. He's going to be at the Memorial, actually the U.S. Open qualifier that follows the Memorial, which is like a Q school, because the guys who are in the Memorial who didn't make it into the U.S. Open will be at the qualifier, and they'll be playing on Monday. This is the 37th anniversary for Alakai Mechanical, and this week, the guys over at Sheet Metal, the Sheet Metal division of Alakai Mechanical, when you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen, and custom stainless steel counters, you just call Alakai Mechanical, one of our sponsors, celebrating their 37th anniversary. And when it's time to call, if you're the 18th caller, you win a dozen Nike golf balls. I'll send them to you. Okay, priority mail. Also, Star Protection. Thank you to Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. For property threat and risk assessment, Star Protection. And our South Shore gem on Kauai. It is Poipu Bay Golf Course. They have special values and packages for Kama'aina, like the Farrington High School, class of 55. They're going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, open and playing beautifully from tee to green. And I say open because there are some courses that are not. We have lightning and thunder in Hawaii over Oahu in particular, second day. Royal Kunia play is suspended due to lightning. They've also delayed play at Kapolei. They're very optimistic there. The forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, with locally heavy rainfall possible. West Block is completely flooded. It is closed today. The high is expected to be about 85 degrees, and the trade winds a lovely 15 miles per hour. And I want to thank you for that. All right, our first guest this morning, and I had the pleasure of listening to him twice. He came to the Hawaii Golf Conference. One was at Ko'olau, the most recent at Ko'olina. Welcome to the show, the PGA of America CEO, Joe Steranko. Good morning.
Danielle, well, it's good to be with you. And boy, I'm so honored that I made such a great impression.
You did. Absolutely. I mean, you sat with us in the first, you know, it was a meeting of golf professionals, golf course owners, managers, allied people, equipment people, you know. And you sat in one of the meetings, I think it was the allied group, and you talked about where you wanted the PGA of America to go and the goals you had. And I thought, God, you're taking the time. You're the CEO, you know, and you're taking the time to talk to us little people. But we all make little people. But we all make up the game of golf, right?
We absolutely do. Yeah. And it's something our board of directors, when we embarked on this look at the future of golf, felt that it was, you know, extremely important that we take a customer focus on, you know, not what we would like to do to deliver golf experiences, but more importantly, what your listeners want when they come to a golf course. And they do want to see a more welcoming environment. They do want to see shorter time, or more time flexibility, I would describe it. And they don't want to change the inherent nature of golf. They still like the challenge of the game and the thrill of executing a shot like the greatest players who play the sport. But now it's an exciting time in golf. You know, you're seeing a real youth movement in the sport. The Memorial Tournament going on today is an example. You do have one of the veteran stars in Steve Stricker, but you have a lot of young stars who are hot in pursuit.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what's fun. I mean, there was something good about Tiger Woods having to take a break. A lot of people are afraid of it, but what's come out of it is something very exciting for the game. I just want him to go home, get healthy, don't come back to the U.S. Open, just come back when you're ready. Don't push it. But what we're talking about today, mostly, for I'm interested in this, is growing the game and keeping the people who get into the game in the game. You talked about making golf fun. One of the things that Barney Adams presented at the beginning of the year, we talked on the show with Barney about this, his play it forward concept really struck a nerve, a chord, or whatever, in me. I thought, this makes sense. Playing it forward, creating tee positions that are more realistic for the golfer.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and we struck up a dialogue, the PGA of America and Barney Adams did, last fall when we named him the recipient of the Ernie Sabarak Award. It's given to a great industry leader for their contributions to help PGA professionals and help the industry. Perhaps the tee it forward analysis that, and this is based on what Barney did, the tour tees analysis that computes what yardage us amateurs should be playing from, versus the tour professionals who average driving distance is, 290 yards and average course setup is 7,400 yards. That computes to about 6,200 yards for the average man and 4,600 yards for the average woman golfer.
He took out a professional and made them play,
From 8,100 yards.
Yes.
That a lot of us, the average man who's a 15 handicap plays from 6,700 yards, and that is that the equivalent is, the tour equivalent is 8,100 yards. And even tour professionals who I've spoken to about it admit they might give up the game if it was going to be that hard. And so, it's really historic to think that the USGA and the PGA of America would come together and use the word fun in a sentence, and it speaks to, the feeling of both the USGA and the PGA of America that we can't take that for granted. I guess we grew up in the game and we live the game every day. We love playing the game. The game is fun to play. It allows us to spend time with friends and family, get some exercise in, and relax a little bit. Well, sometimes the leading organizations and leading figures in the game, like a Barney Adams or a Jack Nicklaus this week, need to remind people that this is a fun game to play.
Yeah, exactly. And if somebody brought up an interesting, when I was talking about the tee it forward concept, is there a stigma attached to the names of the tees, like the senior tee or the I want to play from the championship tees,
right.
That's where I'm from. How do we do that? Or do we just...
And it's about playing from the correct set of tees. And the setup that America's golf courses have employed for years has been, built pretty much about red, white, blue, which is a great all-American color scheme, but red did get associated with the ladies' tees. White is the members' tees, and blue for the more accomplished players at the club. And then we saw this explosion in the popularity of golf and the Golf Course Architects Association, or I should say the American Society of Golf Course Architects, began sharing information, and the number of tees expanded. There were forward tees for seniors and beginners, and there were tournament tees, as many of these new courses attempted to attract tournament golf, be it PGA Tour, Champions Tour, Nationwide Tour, a PGA section event, the USGA Championship. And the fact of the matter is, we can make do with a lot less yardage. So we're a proponent that perhaps we need to look at how we reallocate the use of space on America's golf courses, if we can make do with a few shorter tees and still provide a PGA Tour equivalent challenge to the average player, and maybe use some of that excess land to create golf's version of bunny slopes. Let's face it, we're not going to be able to take our son or our daughter or a new friend or girlfriend to the sport, to the golf course with us, and play the same course we're going to play. We're going to need bunny slopes.
Yes, I can just see it. Honey, I'll be back there on the black tee, and you go way forward there. I'll catch up with you. That's not really like a playing together kind of atmosphere, is it?
and it, for most people, it's not about the competition. We're there to get outdoors, relax in the fresh air, and spend some time with somebody we like. And the nature of golf, because there's the time in between shots, allows us to get caught up on what's going on in our life.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I want to talk about the Women's Golf Month, which is June, Play Golf America. How do we keep the women in? How do we get the low handicappers to accept us newbies, those of us who'd like to get into the game, who've not, we're exploring, and we don't know the proper way. And sometimes I think some of the golfers that are out there who are really good would prefer us not to come in. We're just taking up their space. And yeah. Also some of the PGA of America lobbying that you're doing on Capitol Hill. We need to take a break. Do you mind? It's about 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Very good. I'll be.
Great. Thank you very much. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're going to be talking with Steve DiMeglio, who's at the memorial. But right now, we're talking with the CEO of the PGA of America, Joe Duranko. This is Women's Golf Month, right? Getting women into the game?
And women are a fast growing segment of the sport. You know, they're also one of the biggest groups to leave the sport every year.
Exactly.
And that is one of the challenges that we're looking at addressing is as part of a more women-centric experience that keeps you ladies in the game. One of the things that we found is, you know, the Executive Women's Golf Association for busy business women is a great chance and great style with which to introduce women into the game, and the USGA LPGA Girls Golf Program is equally a great girl-centric experience to get young women in the game. The good news is that we've seen, the number of high school girls playing golf increase modestly over the last 10 years. Coincidentally, we've seen a drop in boys' participation in golf as video gaming and soccer and lacrosse have become a bigger part of their lives. So we're looking at some ways that we can attract different audiences with different experiences in golf. But you're right, Women's Golf Month is a great chance for us to celebrate every level of woman golfer from our daughters that are growing up and making golf part of their lives to, you know, women CEOs who are running some of the biggest companies in the world and find time. You know, keep in mind, busy people are still finding time in their schedules because golf is such a fun activity and it delivers some great, much-needed relaxation.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that women need to know is that if they're going to be in business, that there will come a time when they're invited to play a round of golf, whether it's for a charity event or just to go out with the quote-unquote guys, and I mean that, with girls.
I understand, Danielle. you're right about the charity events. There's 140,000 different charity events every year in this country that, you know, altogether raise almost $3 billion a year. That's $3 billion with a B.
Yeah.
What makes golf the biggest charitable fundraiser. And that's one of the messages of our We Are Golf initiative that you asked about. And, you know, the reason I came out to Honolulu and Kualina, and what a beautiful property there, and the new Disney property coming in.
Yeah.
Part of you're seeing the islands that have embraced golf as a real driver for economic development and job creation. And it is that economic, the human impact of golf through health and wellness initiatives and charity, and the sustainability impact because, nationwide, golf oversees 1.5 million acres of open green space. And we do it with great efficiency of water use, great expertise that in terms of applying nutrients and fertilizers and pesticides to manage that turf grass, and are very strong believers that we're stewards of the environment, and tying it all together, the difference in the managed open green space that golf oversees, unlike parks and residential homes, is people have to buy admission tickets to use our green space. And that's what leads to the tremendous economic impact, some $76 billion a year that golf generates directly.
Sometimes people say it's too expensive for me to take me and my family out to the golf course. But there are a lot of golf courses that understand that are creating opportunities for the adult to play and the child plays free. So look for a golf course that's doing that, and look for a golf course that's offering free lessons to women this month. Talk to a professional, and don't be afraid. I mean, that's the biggest thing is getting over the fear. And I have to ask you, what do you tell the professionals, your PGA professionals? Because sometimes, when you walk into a pro shop, and you've heard this over and over and time, but it's the same. You got to smile and say, hey, come on in. let me explain this to you. Don't be afraid. And something has to happen in that pro shop so that people who walk in don't feel intimidated.
Yeah, we're very much adjusting our educational programs to be much more customer service oriented and focus not on the most avid customers, but those brand new folks. And you know, so many times, we get fixated on, where's the revenue come from? And, you know, generally in any retail business like we have, in golf or the restaurant industry, it's a small percentage of our clientele that drives, half of the revenue. But we have to remember that we're not going to make them our best customers if we don't introduce them properly to the sport. So it is creating golf's versions of open houses where we invite people to come out, they find out how to drive to, our golf course or our store, so to speak, where to park and where to go in, and they get greeted by a smiling face. The beauty of golf is that it is a fun sport to play. The people who work in it feel like they're very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to have a profession in a sport that I love. So we have, good people skills, but it's bringing those out, sure, that every person that walks in the door makes, they're made to feel like they're at home.
Exactly. At home. That's really important. Now, if the PGA of America, I thought to myself, lobbying on Capitol Hill. That's interesting. What are you lobbying for?
One thing that Hawaii understands because of the importance of tourism and the role that golf plays in extending the stay for visitors to the state is that it's an important part of a community's business portfolio. That each of the nation's 16,000 golf courses is in effect a small business, even though golf at $76 billion a year is bigger than the motion picture industry. America's golf courses aren't controlled by five or six big, movie studios. Each one of them has, 40 to 50 employees and provide great training programs for middle and lower income, providers who really need that job in golf to put food on the table for their families. And when we explain that golf that way, that is an important creator of jobs and charitable contributor to the events that are held on our golf courses and a healthy activity that, kids of every ability and disability even, can play. You don't have to be the tallest or the fastest or the strongest to enjoy golf and, in some cases, excel at golf. And so we're proud of those attributes, but sometimes you have to remind that. And the perceptions of golf, that golf is elitist, golf is got plenty of money. We're like any other retail business. This recession has made all of us as consumers a lot more value conscious, and it's a tougher environment in which to run businesses. And we just want the same economic status that other industries have. So that's and specifically when it comes to disaster relief.
I'm glad you got there. Yeah, because that really struck me when you talked about that the golf courses were excluded from getting assistance as businesses.
Yeah, you're right. In the aftermath of Katrina, you faced it with Aniki out there, after our first year of the PGA Grand Slam years ago. Golf businesses in the Gulf region were unable to get the same tax relief benefit that a department store or a hardware store or other industries could get some tax help to get back on their feet and open for business and keeping people employed and giving folks a place to recreate. And we're not looking for an advantage for golf. We're just looking for that same level playing field that other businesses enjoy.
Exactly. And I heard one story in a tornado-ravaged city where the golf course became the place where people went to console one another, to tell stories with one another, a place, a safe place. You know, the clubhouse hadn't been hurt, so they went there. And that really touched me. And the idea that you're out there lobbying on behalf of all of the people who work in the industry, we salute you. Thank you so much, Joe Cirenca, for being on the show. PGA of America, thanks for all the hard work you do. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Danielle, thank you. You have such a great passion for our sports, and you tell the story so well, and thanks for all you do as well.
Thank you. We'll talk again, I hope. Aloha.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment, licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, welcome back to the clubhouse. It is so good to be with you this morning. And we have from the Memorial, Jack's out, Steve DiMeglio. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
It's windy here today. But again, the storms that... we're supposed to maybe come our way state south. So right now, we got another third day in a row at the Memorial without any lightning or rain, and that's pretty unique.
Well, we've got it over here. We're taking care of that. We've asked it all to come here. So it's thunder, it's lightning. We've got closed courses on Oahu flooded out, or because of the lightning, they're closed. Like Royal Kunia is closed, Westlock is closed. But you know, it's all for a good cause, so the Memorial can go, you know, on without having any snafus.
Well, we got lucky. I mean, last week the course was underwater. I mean, Jack called it Lake Muirfield.
Wow.
There was 1 hour they got 0.7 inches of rain in 1 hour. I mean,
wow.
Locals here said it was the most fierce rain they've ever seen, and they've been here for 50 years. But they got it dried out, and the course has been playing fast, and now it's playing faster, and the greens are getting firm, and it's a bear right now.
It's a bear, eh?
Yeah.
Nice one. Okay, which hole? Was it the 16th where Jack Nicklaus decided to add water?
Yeah. It was about 2 years ago when Jack said, I was bothered by the 16th. To me, it's only been a nice way to get over to the 17th tee. It's only a nice little walk to get to the 17th tee. And he knew they had gotten the President's Cup in 2013. He wanted to put something up, put something together there. And right now, you won't find any of the pros who like the 16th hole. Because it is a new green, it's a lot firmer than the other greens.
Uh-huh.
And it's a small, very small green. It's got very little depth. And they're playing it 200 yards and swirling wind. So yesterday's 10 placement, which was front, all the way up front with the lake on the left and a pot bunker on the right, guys weren't even going for the green. So
wow.
I think Jack will have to go back and tweak that. A lot of the pros tell me it'd be a great hole this week if they played from 165 yards. But Jack's got it back there at 200. So it's the toughest hole this week. The 17th is the second toughest hole this week. And the 18th is the third toughest hole this week. So I don't think this tournament's going to be finished until we get to the 70th hole on Sunday.
Isn't that exciting?
I mean,
it's been exciting this year with all the playoffs and just the competition. It's so tight at the leaderboard. That's why I said earlier in the show that, you know, it's kind of good that Tiger is taking some time off. He should just go heal himself and forget the U.S. Open. I know he's not at the Memorial. And Jack said, you know, I want you to what did he say? I want you to beat me, but, you know.
He wants him healthy.
Right.
He doesn't want him to stop now because he's hoping that the knee isn't so bad that Tiger can't play anymore. He wants Tiger to have a healthy run at him, and may the better man come out ahead with either 18 majors still at the gold standard, or Tiger sets a new one at 19 or beyond. So, I mean, Jack's a competitor, but he's also been maybe the greatest runner-up in the history of golf, the greatest loser of all time. The man knows sportsmanship, and he wants to beat the best. He doesn't want to beat the worst. He wants to beat you at your best. And to him, that's what makes a W even better.
Exactly. Yeah, like you said, you know, I don't want my record broken, but by the same token, I'd like to see you challenge it if you're healthy. So get it together. I just think that's the most important thing. Now, we have Steve Stricker. Love Steve Stricker. He's so down to earth. he leads by three, and he had a hole in one.
Yep, the eighth hole yesterday, which would have been his 17th hole. His 6-iron. The announcer thought that Steve didn't like the shot, but second and third rewind, Steve liked it right off the get go. 6-iron, 178 yards, something like that, and was online the whole way, and all of a sudden he went from one shot lead to a three shot lead. But he's never played this course very well. He's never had a top 10 here, and I think it's like 11 or 14 starts. I think it's 11. He's never had a top 10, and we pointed that out to him on Wednesday. He was a little disturbed by that. He was surprised by it, but he knows he's never contended here.
You know,
and he doesn't know why, but.
Steve DiMeglio, USA Today. I gotta tell you, it's so cute when you guys point this stuff out to these poor guys. They're in the middle of competition, and you say, "You know, you've never really done good here."
Well, no, we did it before competition. Wait, you know, it was after his first round. I think
yeah.
Right. Some guys don't mind that. Others, you know, I mean, I've had a few players' caddies come up to me this week and say, "Hey, can you figure out what my guy has to do to get into the top 50?" U.S. Open, but don't tell him.
Oh,
don't tell the player. Just tell me. I want to know. You know, don't. I mean, there's a lot of do's and don'ts out here, and you get to know a lot of them each week, so it's
yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is. I just noticed on the leaderboard, Sean McKeel, you know, he's one of those one-time mm-hmm. winners of a major that kind of went away, and now he's shot up 26 positions on the leaderboard. He's tied for second, of course. Steve Stricker hasn't teed off yet, I don't think.
No, 140, right. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, this has just been a goofy week. I'll tell you, I mean, the whole week could be summed up in Ricky Fowler's card so far through 36 holes. He had 11 pars in 36 holes. His first 36 holes, he had 11 pars. And he was only, I think, 6 shots out of the lead, or 5 shots out of the lead. He was still in contention. There's just a ton of birdies out here. There's a ton of bogeys out here. There's a ton of pars out here. I've never seen anything like this. Like, there's players that will go on a run. They'll start, par, and then they'll have five straight or four straight bogeys, and then they'll have three straight birdies. So,
like Rory McIlroy?
Yeah. It's the fine line. It's such a fine line. You get rewarded for good shots. You get penalized for bad shots. And out here, like 16th is a prime example. You're hitting into like a three yard target that you have to hit, or you're in trouble.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it's so funny that Wentworth, where Ernie Els added the water,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he got all that slack for putting it there.
Oh yeah,
and now Jack's put water. This week, water is another issue.
Well, Jack is Jack, and Ernie's not. And Jack's got 300 golf courses under his belt, and Ernie's got like 15 or 20. And I think what some of the criticism went way, way over the line. I mean, I think Poulter should apologize. And, and you know, even if he does, I don't think Ernie would care. He would want his apology, not after some of the stuff he had said last week. So
It was way too much.
It was not good.
No, but it just struck me, and I was like, oh, water is like an issue here, and of course it was a huge issue in those playoffs last weekend. So Rory says he's going to have to play smarter, put more birdies on his card, less bogeys, and he seemed to be disappointed in the way he went at shots. Is that because he's like just young and aggressive?
Yeah, and I mean, his caddy's in his ear, and so is Chubby Chandler's agent, who used to be a player on the European Tour. They'd much rather have him be too aggressive than too conservative.
Ah.
I mean, that's in Rory's DNA, is aggression. And they want him to dial it back, but they don't want him to dial it back so far that it becomes numb. Like I said, there are places. You look down the middle of the fairway. I mean, you're in the middle of the fairway, and you absolutely have a perfect lie, which almost every lie on this these fairways here at this golf course, you get a perfect lie. And you got a 6-iron in your hand, you're saying, why can't I go right at that stick? Let's be aggressive. Let's go at it. And you just tug it just a hair, or you push it just a hair, and all of a sudden, you're in some really gnarly rough, or you're in a 10-foot-deep bunker, or...
Oops.
You've got 40 feet that's sliding left to right. You know, it's just it's a phenomenal golf course this week, and especially with the swirling winds. I mean, these guys they would rather have a steady wind than swirling winds.
Yeah.
But so many of them are getting caught with hitting the perfect shot, and then the gust comes up, and all of a sudden you're 30 feet short, 40 feet short. So
where'd that come from? Ricky Fowler, did his coach die recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
His longtime coach, yeah. And that was, last week or maybe a couple weeks ago. Ricky doesn't show much emotion in that kind of emotion. But you know what? It has bothered him. But he won't take it to the golf course. And, you know, he did his mourning before he got here. He mourned, and he lost a good friend. He lost a good coach. But he's still surrounded by a lot of great people. He's got that golf form, too, so... but look at Ricky again today. He's got 2 birdies, 2 bogeys, and 2 pars. I mean,
it's like you said, it's a very strange.
It's unbelievable. I haven't seen like something like this in a long, long time. I tell you.
Okay, now another person who was at the top for a while, Ricky Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky has this really, I don't know, this really macho way about him. He's like, I'm the best in the West.
Oh yeah.
Is he like that in real life?
Oh yeah, he's the perfect example of the country club golfer.
Okay, yeah, I got it. And he's tied for second now, and there's a huge group tied for second.
Yeah,
is he gonna break through?
Stricker's there. Look at world number one, Luke Donald's coming up there. Look out, because in this wind, you got to hit your irons just right on the button. Nobody's hitting their irons better than Luke Donald is right now.
Okay.
Stricker's the best putter out here right now.
Okay.
But sure, Ricky can, because Ricky's so strong. He can just power through any wind, and he's learning a little bit more each time he gets into contention. Now, he doesn't get into contention a lot, but he seems to get in contention in some of the biggest tournaments, obviously. The 2009 U.S. Open, he was there in the last group.
Yeah.
A couple other places. And he certainly could. I mean, he's playing well. We played Scioto on Wednesday, which is a great golf course over here. Bobby Jones won the U.S. Open in 1926 at Scioto. And we had a caddy who caddied for Ricky Barnes on Tuesday. And he said, I've never seen anybody hit the ball better. So,
wow.
And that guy's been caddying for 40 years at Scioto, where a lot of pros go. So, sure, I mean, honestly, right now, I have no idea. There could be somebody at 2 under par right now to put this turn. I just have no idea, and that's what it should be, a great weekend. I mean,
yeah. I'm looking forward to Ruiji Imada.
Ruiji?
Yeah.
Hey, he was in it last week.
I know. Yeah, I know. And so I'm like, I've been watching him. He's been like in it a lot.
And
you know,
he's a good guy. He's a real good dude. He can fight. There's a guy that can fight. If he can ever get his iron play anywhere near his fighting stroke, look out. So.
Okay, I gotta ask you, it was interesting to see that you had Fred Couples and Jim Furyk and Kenny Perry and Ryan Palmer miss the cut. But can we learn something from the disqualification of Jost Luton?
What happened? He was told to do something, and what you can learn from that is he didn't know the rule. His caddy didn't know the rule. His playing partner didn't know the rule. His ball moved in a hazard. And after you take an address to your shot in a hazard, the ball can't move. It's sort of like the rule out of a hazard. If you ground your club and then the ball moves, that's a penalty. If you set up to take your shot in a hazard and you're standing over it and the ball moves, that's a penalty. Well, they didn't know that. So they thought, well, I hadn't grounded my club. Well, you can't ground a club in a hazard. That's why the rule is different. And so he went and played it, his shot, and then he signed his first scorecard. Because he went up and asked and said, hey, did I do this properly? And they unfortunately told him, no.
No.
Again, I mean, I heard a great line today from Larry Dorman, the New York Times golf writer. He said, why do they keep adding to the rule book in golf? Why don't they track? Why don't they make the rule book simpler? I mean, I don't get it either. It's just amazing. And I go back to the one thing that's one of my pet peeves in professional golf. They take great pride in it to say they police themselves. Well, I don't know how well you can police yourself if 99% of the field doesn't know the rules. You know, doesn't know all the rules. So
that's a very, 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 because, you know, most of the time people aren't on television, so most of the people aren't being seen.
Right.
The fact that he came out and said, did I do this right? If he hadn't, maybe nobody would have noticed, since his playing partner didn't know, right?
I mean, yeah.
But we've got, joining us on our next segment, we're going to take it over to New Jersey and the ShopRite LPGA Classic with Mike Scanlon. Mike, welcome.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I can't believe you let Steve DiMaggio come on before me.
Yeah, well, hey, why don't you ask Mike how many fajitas he had today at lunch?
I had four fajitas.
Four? Now, how would you know? I want to know.
He tweeted it.
Oh!
It was my review of the food and player dining.
I'm sorry. I missed that tweet. I must have been on the show.
It's okay.
Well, there's so much good stuff going on. Caddy for Love is a really nice one that we've been tweeting and retweeting. I retweeted your tweet, Steve DiMaggio, USA Today. And it's another contest that you can enter. You get Caddy for Cure is also... But what this Caddy for Love, you get to enter the contest and maybe Caddy... Of course, his own caddy will be there, so you don't have to feel the pressure of all that, right?
And what I like about it is the fact that you actually have to work in this contest. You have to write an essay. Tell us why you want to caddy for David Webb, or why you should caddy for David Webb. So kids across the country, young adults across the country, I take that back. People of all ages across the country they're going to buckle down, and they're going to say, hey, let's try to win this thing, and go and caddy for the U.S. Ryder Cup captain. And I think it's just a great, you know, Natalie did that a few years back with one of her sponsors, and I think it was the same sponsor, McClatchy. And she told me they got thousands of children writing essays for the
contest.
And I, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And and that's what Davis, I went up to Davis giving him a hard time yesterday, go, come on, just rig the thing, let me caddy for you. He goes, nope, you can write an essay every day from now until the contest closes, so you'll be the same as everybody.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say, Mike, to Steve, before Steve leaves?
For Steve, well, you know, I look forward to seeing him at the Wegmans LPGA Championship, and, you know, he does such a great job, no sarcasm there. But seriously, we love him, Steve. Out. Sorry he couldn't be with us this week, but
well, I can't wait to get back to the Wegmans LPGA Championship, because I think that might have been the single best golfing performance I saw last year. Was Christy Kerr winning by 12 shots, where she stood over the ball and you knew a great shot was coming, and you got a great shot. It was just from tee to green, and then on the putting green, all 72 holes. I think that might have been the best golf I saw anybody play last year. So hopefully we'll see some of that again this year.
Excellent.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Danielle.
Steve DiMeglio, USA Today. I love talking with you. You always get a giggle out of me. I appreciate it very much.
You guys, thank you.
Thank
you.
I'll
see you soon, Mikey.
All right, Steve.
Can I call you Mikey, too?
No, you can't. Only Steve.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We have with us from the LPGA ShopRite in New Jersey, Mike, and I can't call him, you know, Mike Scanlon. Mike Scanlon, welcome again back. We're on. We're going to give away a dozen. You get to be the person who's with us. A dozen Nike golf balls to the 18th caller. There's a new number, guys. It's 808-853-1563. Okay, if you're the 18th caller, you win. You can't have won in the last 6 months the golf balls. You can have won anything else except for the golf balls. Everybody wants golf balls. I guess it's because we lose so many of them. Okay. Mike, is it windy? What's the weather like? It seems to be an issue every week.
Yeah, we don't have an issue with the weather this week. We just have a little challenge with the wind directions and speeds. Yesterday we had blowing winds in excess of, I'd say, 20 miles an hour coming from the north-northwest. This morning they're coming out of the north at about 10, and this afternoon they're coming out of the south at about 15. So these players are having to contend with a number of different wind conditions on a very tight golf course with small greens. So, you know, you can do the math on that one.
Right, so it's not like doing a practice round is going to help you, because the next day it's completely a different course.
Exactly, and you know, you got to figure that it's going to be a versatile golfer who wins this week. Someone who can hit it straight.
Okay.
And, sorry, I just got cut off by a player, but...
what did she say?
We got IK Kim coming off the course ready to go in the media center. But she's at 400 par, but I'm good. I got my colleague on it.
Okay, great. Okay, I know you've been very patient. Now, we've got two leaders right now, Catriona Mathieu and G.A. Shin. How are they playing?
Well, you know, Katrina, I guess you could expect would play well in conditions like this, coming from Scotland. You know, she won the 09 Retail Women's British Open in blustery conditions, to put it nicely. And G.A., I think she's the kind of player who has the game for this kind of tournament. You know, she missed this event last year after she had that emergency appendectomy. And this year, you know, she's got that dead straight off the tee, dead straight with her irons, and she's got the putter rolling. So she's definitely one to contend with.
She's dangerous. We think of some of the dangerous players, and she's one of them, definitely. Loved here in Hawaii, by the way, very much, for all of the hard work she's done. We've got Christy Kirk. Yeah, we were just talking about Christy last, you know, at Wegmans, right? Christy Kirk,
yeah.
To Suzanne Peterson last weekend. Suzanne is not, she's not there this week because is it the flu that's still bothering her?
Yeah, Suzanne's been battling some health issues for a couple weeks now. She actually had the flu at Sybase. And, you know, they always say be wary of the sick golfer, and that cliche came true when she knocked off Kerr in the finals to win the Sybase. But she went down to Brazil last week. We had an unofficial event, the HSBC Brazil Cup. And on her way home, she just, you know, she really started not feeling well. She gave it a day before she made the decision, but unfortunately, Pedersen wasn't able to make it, but, you know, still have a stellar field. And Kerr, as you mentioned, is another one of those players who you might expect to play well in the wind and on a course with small greens, because she's so precise with her irons. And as everyone knows, she's one of the best putters in the world. So not surprised to see her contending at all.
Yes. Christy is an amazing person. All the things that she does, one of her... the birdies for breast cancer, with all of the breast cancer that has been in her family. I think she's $12 million in earnings in 2004. Christy Kerr, very, very strong, and she started off giving, $50 per birdie, and then her sponsor matched that, and now she has an entire event that she puts on every year, the Birdies for Breast Cancer Charity Golf Classic.
That's
also
right.
In New Jersey, right?
That's right. I believe she plays that over at Liberty National. And yeah, Christy does do a lot for charity, especially breast cancer charities. And, you know, she developed her own wine label called Curvature recently, and all the proceeds go toward breast cancer research. So, you know, she's always got a business mind for how can she, you know, do more for others. And in fact, in Jersey City, New Jersey, just up the road, she opened a mammogram center and a breast cancer health center at one of the local hospitals, and it was named for her. So quite an accomplishment for her last year to do that.
You said she started a line, Curvature. Is that a clothing line?
No, that's a wine label. And she considers herself a bit of a sommelier, Christy's, you know, she's very proud of that, and she actually features that wine at some of the tournaments. I know in a couple weeks at the Wegmans LPGA Championship, she's going to have a wine tasting for some lucky fans and some media, so I might have to sneak into that. We'll see.
With the fajitas and the wine.
A deadly combo, yeah.
We'll have to talk to her about exactly what wine works with those fajitas, you know.
That's right, right.
Exactly. Now, what I'd like to see, I'd like to see a link on the LPGA website. It tells me where I can get the clothes that I see the women wearing.
Sure. Well, you know, they wear all kinds of different lines. In fact, right now on our website, we have a feature about Paige McKenzie, who, as you know, is one of our young up-and-coming players. And she sports kind of a unique style, kind of a throwback look to, you know, golf courses and golfers of old.
Yes.
And there's a nice feature on there for her, and I believe it offers, you know, some information on where you can get her her clothing line. But I agree. We should do a little bit more with that, because I know a lot of people are into golf fashion.
Well, yeah. You know, I see Morgan Pressel. I see Natalie Gulbis. You know, and I always wonder, or Michelle Wee, you know, and I've heard that some of the manufacturers only make clothes for the player. They don't even sell the clothes the player's wearing. I think that's a huge loss when it comes to golf course, golf business revenue. If I see someone wearing something, I want that belt. I want
right.
that shirt. I want, you know, and where can I go get it? I don't know. I can't find it on the web. It just seems like it'd be the perfect marriage. I think NBC did something like that with, and then QVC, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Making a ton of money. It's good to see Jennifer Rosales in the group here. I love her style. She always came with her own. Now, before we go to Michelle Wee, Kim. She's not Kimberly Kim. Of course, we follow her, and she's doing your rookie blog for the
mm-hmm.
website, right? She's not playing.
She was in the field and she withdrew. Players aren't required to give a reason, so I'm not sure why she withdrew. And it was prior to the event, so someone was slotted in for her.
Ah.
But I wish I had more info for you, but
that's okay. I was reading Beth Ann Baldry said something on Twitter that she was in a hiking accident and hurt herself. So maybe that was the reason why. And that's another. Do you encourage your girls?
They're not my girls, that's for sure.
They've got very definite, personalities. They're nobody's girls. They're their own girls. But do you encourage them as an organization to do a lot in social media?
Yeah, we do. We think it's a great way for our players to kind of have a touch point with our fans. And, you know, we pride ourselves, especially at our tournaments, as being one of the most accessible group of athletes on any tour or organization. And, you know, I think most people who have been out to an event have realized how much interaction there is actually face-to-face with players here at our events and, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all those types of things. It's just one more way for our players to be seen and heard from. And, you know, there's so many great role models out here and, for young girls and boys alike. So, and yeah, we definitely encourage it.
Yeah, I just was talking to Joe Steranko, you know, CEO of PGA of America, and he was saying that there are more girls playing high school golf now. There's a little bit of decline in the boys. So there seems to be, you know, a surge of girls. I think it's part of the look that you can have when you're playing. It's like ice skating used to be for kids. You know, young girls, they wanted to wear the little frock, you know, or the ballet outfit. It sounds trite and silly, but it's a way to capture a girl and get her in, and then it becomes, or doesn't become, something that she really enjoys and pursues. I think it's great. What's up with Michelle? She was having a real tough time.
Yeah, she had a tough day yesterday. You know, she started out hot with a couple birdies, and then she actually had five straight bogeys. She made the turn, but she managed to salvage it around a two over. And given the conditions and the lack of scoring yesterday, that really wasn't that bad of a round. So
yeah.
I spoke to her after the round. She wasn't too thrilled with herself, as, you know, you can understand.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You know, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't that bad of a day.
Okay, good. And anything I like seeing, Karen Stubbles there, she's at the top because she's, like, closer to my age.
29?
Yeah. Several times.
Well, you know, Karen is she's one of those people you just like to be around. I mean, it
was tough to watch, but at the Sybase match play a couple weeks ago, she missed a really, really short putt, like a 14-inch putt on the 18th hole to close out Nyan Choi. And it went to extra holes, and she ended up losing. And, you know, you just fell for her, but I saw her the next day in player dining. She just has such a level head. You know, she knew she screwed up, but that it's all there. I'm not concerned. You know, it was one putt. That's not the end of the world. And, you know, you love to be able to see a golfer who can kind of overcome that, because, you know, so many golfers, you know, myself included, we all have our demons.
Yes.
And, you know, we love Karen out here. She's a great example of how you can be a mother and a stellar athlete and a great wife and a great person. So, you know, I can't say enough good things about Karen.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Christy's putting. Sybase was really surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, she was saying after the round, and I went on the next day to Rochester, New York with her for her defending champion day at Wegmans, and she was just saying, you know, the strain of match play, you know, it was her sixth match when she was playing Suzanne in the span of 4 days, and she said her eyes were just getting tired, and she just wasn't as sharp as she normally is, and, you know, she's a player who prides herself on draining those five-footers all day long, and you know, she just, you know, she had some opportunities to really put some heat on Suzanne in that final match, and she just said it, she was just fatigued, and there really was no other reason. She didn't have the yips, you know, she didn't read the breaks incorrectly. She just got tired. So, you know, you can't really blame her for that one.
No, and not at all. And she's great. I was watching her, and it was obvious that she was just having a real hard time reading and staying focused, and she was. It was, they were close.
Yeah.
Learn something from the DQ of Jane Park.
Well, you know, I don't know the full story, but I know she didn't sign her scorecard, and I think it might have been on purpose.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you just have one of those days, and you just need to step away from the game. So I didn't speak to her after the round, and like I said before, you know, players aren't required to give us their reasons for not signing their card.
I totally understand. It's just interesting to, you know, for people that don't know the rules, to learn.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to learn. Our winner, Frank Corpuz out of Honolulu, thank you so much for being, a frequent winner. How many years has Frank been listening? A long time. This show's been on the air for 14 years. And Frank, I think, has been with us ever since the beginning. But he doesn't win more than... He doesn't win more than once every 6 months when it comes to the golf balls. That's one of the rules. Yeah, anything from the ShopRite, LPGA ShopRite. We're all talking about the Wegmans so much, but this is the LPGA ShopRite. Are we getting any more sponsors? Mike?
Well, we're working on it. Trust me. I mean, it's that's the commissioner's number one goal, and he hasn't been shy about admitting that. You know, the players, they want more events, and more specifically, they want them in the U.S. You know, we all love going around the world, but it's important for us to stay domestically strong, so we are working on it. We hope to have some good news to announce before the end of the season about next year. But, you know, we have to pay special attention to these events like the ShopRite Classic that, you know, this event started in 93, and it's donated almost $24 million to charity in that span. So, you know, not only do we need events for our players to make money, but we need these events in the U.S. to make impacts on the communities where we play. So.
Yeah.
You know, this week and then next week's a similar situation with the State Farm Classic. You know, we thank State Farm for their support. We know they're not coming back, and we're working hard to find someone to keep that tradition alive. So, you know, every day that's all everyone at the LPGA is thinking about it, from the commissioner right on down to the folks answering the phones. We're all thinking about how we can, you know, get more domestic events. So,
excellent.
Just bear with us.
You know, we love you. You know, it's just interesting that you went from, did you guys go from New Jersey to Brazil back to New Jersey?
Well, yeah, and you know, the thought behind that is that as far as it is to Brazil,
it's actually not that bad of a commute directly out of the New York airports. So, you know, the players who did play at least can fly easily directly. And, you know, the HSBC Brazil Cup is an unofficial event, so it doesn't have any bearing toward the money list or player of the year points or anything like that. And certainly players aren't required to play in it. So it's still got a decent field and a good winner in Maria Uribe, who's one of our fantastic young players.
Yeah.
A great representative of South American golf that we all know is has really been strengthened over the last couple of years, especially with Johnny Vegas out there, Miho, and all the guys on the PGA. So we're very proud of Maria.
Yes, I am. Now, let's get on the Golf Channel. I'm going to call them the Golf Channel because I'm angry with them.
Okay.
What's up with what this schedule? You know, LPGA, it deserves a better time slot, not overnight from 1 a.m.
Well, we like to call it prime time in Hawaii, but I'll explain it to you, and hopefully it makes sense. This event, the ShopRite LPGA Classic, in years past was after the State Farm Classic, and this year that didn't work because that's the week of the U.S. Men's Open. So they didn't want to be on TV opposite the men's open for obvious reasons. And this was the week that they were able to move into. Now, when they chose this week and moved into it, they did that knowing that the Golf Channel already had a full slate on Friday of programming, with European Tour already in the prime time slot on the East Coast. So, unfortunately, we had to take the 12 to 2 a.m. Eastern time for the first round. But what we want to think about is that today we're 5 to 7, and tomorrow we're 4:30 to 7, so you'll see all the leaders coming through. And we know fans aren't happy about it, but these things happen. And, you know, this year we only have 7 tape-delayed broadcasts for our domestic events. Now, the Asian events are a different story, but only 7 tape-delayed broadcasts and 43 live. So we feel pretty good about that percentage, and obviously we'd like to be 100% live, but we're working toward it, and we've got a pretty solid partnership now with Golf Channel. And, you know, we were kind of felt each other out for the first year or two, and now we're really moving forward. And, you know, with their recent partnership with via Comcast with NBC, uh-huh. You know, they're really pushing the storytelling angle, like you've seen on the NBC with the Olympics, of getting to know the players more than just seeing them play. And, you know, that's something we've been pushing for a while now, and it's really nice to have a partner who feels the same way. So you're going to see a lot more features this year, a lot more getting to know players who you might not know, the Na-Yun Choi's. We had a feature on her in the first round. Unfortunately, it was on pretty late, but you're going to see that throughout the rest of the season. So hopefully fans will tune in to learn a little bit more about some of our players.
Okay, well, we've got it. I mean, great. Katrina Matthew Amy Gang has moved up. Shot at 67. Very nicely done. Jia Shin and Shi Hyun An. Did I pronounce her name right?
Shi Hyun An.
Thank
Pretty
you.
Close. Yeah.
Okay. And Katie Butcher.
Future. Just like the future. Yeah.
Future, right. Katie, where is Katie from?
She's a Penn State grad. And she's from the Houston area. Katie actually broke out at the Crafts. She had a top 10 at the Crafts of Bisco. And she's actually right on the border of the top 10 for the Solheim Cup points right now. So she's a player to watch. She's hitting her stride.
When are we going to know who's going to be on the Solheim Cup? When's the deadline?
The U.S. team will be announced immediately after the conclusion of the Safeway Classic in Portland, which is the third week of August. I'm blanking on the date of that Sunday right now.
All right.
But it's after Sunday's round at the Safeway. There'll be the 10 automatic qualifiers via points, and then Rosie Jones, the U.S. captain, will have about an hour to decide who she's going to choose for her two captain's picks.
So,
the pressure is on. Yeah, she's been out at a number of tournaments this year doing a little scouting, and they actually had a team practice the Monday of Saibase at Pine Valley, the exclusive Pine Valley in New Jersey, with the top 16 players on the points list. So Rosie, you know, she's doing her homework. No worries there.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I have total faith. And I love the Solheim Cup is fantastic. I mean, Michelle broke out through the Solheim Cup. We really saw Michelle Wheat, who she really is, you know.
Yeah.
Not the package Wheat.
Well, yeah, you know, and so many people in Hawaii know her as a person. And, you know, I think that Michelle gets a little bit of a bad rap in the media. You know, she can be a little bit closed in the media, and we understand that, but you know, behind closed doors or even at the Solheim Cup, you really saw the passionate Michelle Wee, who, you know, she loves the game, and everybody out here loves her. The players adore her. You know, she's got so many friends, and maybe people at home don't realize that, but she is one of the most well-liked players out here.
She really is. And it's interesting, she's going to be bi-coastal. I guess she's going to be over in Jupiter, Florida at the Bears Club, working over there with very close to David Ledbetter Academy, and it's just, you know, right next door to all kinds of great people. And then I'm not sure where she's going to be on the field in Coachella Valley, and just go from one place to another. It's lovely.
That's right. That's right.
Fantastic. So have I beaten you up enough?
No, you never. As long as I'm just glad you didn't keep the Meglio on the whole time. I don't know if I could have taken it.
No. You guys are great. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right, Danielle. Thanks a lot.
All right. Aloha. We'll be back right after this.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Waipu Bay and Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We're going to be talking right now with a young man. Yeah, you're a young man, because I'm a young woman. John Stamm from Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much. I do want to mention a couple of things. First of all, in case those calls are still coming, Frank Corpuz of Honolulu has won our Nike golf balls. Frank, you're great. And don't forget today, okay? Every 6 months, the Hawaii Golf Retail Association has a sample sale. Today is a sample sale. Saturday, at the same place. It's always at Washington Intermediate. There's lots of parking. It's right next door to, like, Zippy's or something, so you can go eat and right after you've been shopping. You know how hungry you get when you go shopping. So you've got all kinds of goodies, golf shirts, golf shoes, golf equipment, clothes, lots of different tchotchkes that you can pick up. You're putting on some kind of charity event. You know, there's all kinds of balls and little packages and stuff, and you can go get the goodie bag all filled up. So go over to the Hawaii Golf Association, the Hawaii Golf Retail Association sample sale from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And you'll just really have a blast at Washington Intermediate Cafeteria, and help them sell out all this stuff. Shirts, shoes, equipment. You can buy an entire set of irons and then go have them fitted. And let me repeat that, okay? And then go have them fitted, because it'd be like going in and buying a size, 10, and you wear a size 4. And, you know, you're walking around in these crazy-looking clothes. Is that comfortable? Probably not. You gonna do well? No. You know, so gotta be fitted. Right, John?
Absolutely.
We met at the Sony Open in Hawaii. What was it, 2010?
2010. Yeah, I didn't make it out this year, but it sounded like it rained the whole time, so maybe I made a good decision not to come out.
It's been raining since then.
And then we didn't get any rain for the Memorial Tournament this year, so good figure.
Well, no, I explained that. I explained that to Steve DeBeglio from the USA Today. He was here on the show just a minute ago. See, we've got the thunder, the lightning, the past couple of days. There's this incredibly strange cell, as they call it, of air aloft. The coldest it's been, like, we should have it in December, January, but it's up there freezing, and we're getting hail. We're getting hail. Seriously, hail. In Hawaii. Isn't that nuts?
I hit people ski on the Big Island, but that's the first I've heard of hail.
Oh, well, I got 80s. We had hail in Punalulu right on the beach. Very strange. You have family. Your mom and dad are here, right?
My my father and my stepmother are there. They've been there since 1985. Both were professors at the University of Hawaii. My sister went to Punahou, and my next trip will probably be my 22nd or 23rd of the islands. I've been going there since I was 14 years old back in 1977 when I could play Alawai for $2.50 for 18 holes.
Oh, wow.
$10 to play 36 holes and eat lunch, and that was a great day.
Wow, you're a very young man. I need to do this. This is KTUA Hilo, KTU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. So you're over at the memorial, and right after this is the U.S. Open sectional qualifying. Is that on Monday?
Yeah, it is, and it'll start at 1 o'clock in the morning Hawaiian time for anybody that's up online following the tournament. But it's the best kept secret, I think, in watching golf in the entire country is when you get to go to these qualifiers. Really a neat experience. I've got to caddy in it before, and it's just a different type of pressure. I mean, some of the guys actually play in the Memorial Tournament because they have to play in the qualifier, and that's one of the reasons they'll pick it. Some guys will be in Memphis getting ready for that, play down there. There's a few of the largest qualifiers, but there's basically about 6-7 different sectional qualifiers. All are not as big a name. They'll have maybe 420 guys going for 24 spots. And then there's 4 sectionals around the country, Danielle, that you wouldn't want to miss. The Memphis one, like I told you. Here in Columbus, which is just fantastic. Rockville, Maryland is great. And Dallas, Texas has a real shootout coming on Monday because they've got guys like Justin Leonard, Todd Hamilton going for like 4 spots. And I definitely saw more than 5 golfers that I recognized in that section.
Wow.
So it's really fun. I think one of the reasons it's great for viewers is it's a chance that you probably get the closest to the professional golfer. I mean, you literally can walk in the fairways with them as long as you're not bothering them. They're out there playing in shorts, playing 36 holes, complaining about one of the only days they have to play 36 holes. And it's just a great atmosphere. And you get to see a lot of young talent and a lot of guys that you would never expect to be having to qualify for the U.S. Open.
Now, Rocco Mediate, You were there when you talk about walking with somebody. What was your experience with Rocco?
Well, we had a great playoff, lots of big names, the nationwide guys. But Rocco in 2008 almost didn't happen because he barely got out of Columbus in the qualifier. He was one of 11 people that were going for 6 spots that year. And I think Rocco was the last to tee off on the first hole at OSU Scarlett that year. And to be perfectly honest, he hit his tee shot off the tee about 75 to 100 yards behind everybody else that was in his sixth. They were actually playing a fivesome and a sixth in the playoffs. Ricky Fowler was one of the people competing. But
uh-huh.
Rocco, he didn't seem too intimidated because he was the usual Rocco. There were some of us standing behind him about 20 feet, not wanting to get into his peripheral vision or anything, but he had some time with 6 guys on the course, and he came up to me and he said, "You can say it." And I was kind of confused. I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "You could land a small aircraft between our balls, couldn't you?" And then he proceeded to stick the shot to about 3 feet, roll in the birdie putt, and go home knowing he was in the open. So,
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. And people don't realize, you know, how close that great duel between him and Tiger came to never even existing.
Yeah. He was a quote-unquote Monday qualifier. In this Columbus sectional qualifier, there are 120 golfers, 16 spots are up. 3 of them are from Hawaii. Dean Wilson is trying for the U.S. Open. Kaikala Wilson from Kamauila, he's trying for the Open. And Alex Chang of Honolulu is in this sectional. Now, Dean, he's an interesting person because whenever it comes to Q school or having to get his card back, the guy gets so focused. I don't know what happens during the regular tour, but it seems like when the guns to his head, he really plays his best. It's just a very interesting situation. Former world number one competing, Dave Duval, Vijay Singh. Vijay Singh?
Vijay Singh, absolutely. His best finish in the U.S. Open, Danielle, was when he was in the top three at Pinehurst, when St. Stewart won. And it's going to be interesting to see him out there. He'll probably be one of the people that's a little more intimidating to approach than some of the normal tour guys out there. But I'll tell you, the first time that I caddied in Cincinnati in one of these, I had Gary Player playing in the group behind me. So, I mean, for Vijay to be there, for people that know the qualifiers, really not as much of a shock. I mean, there's just the field littered with former major champions. We have Mike Weir that's going to be playing, a former Masters champion. Jose Maria Lacabal, who I'm sure everybody's kind of rooting for, and this year that he got so much publicity for, feeling the loss of Stevie so much.
Yeah, I tell you know, Jose Maria Lacabal to me is one of my favorite players. I just like his attitude. I like watching him. I mean, the guy is so laid back. He goes, oh, how am I going to make this putt? I know what, I'll use this rock wall. I'll hit the wall, and then I'll get on the green that way. Didn't that happen, you know, last year? He's creative. He's kind of like Seve. And speaking of Seve, I want to just mention that Ron Castillo, you know, the Castillo Mafia family here, every one of the Castillo kids, and there are five of them, are in the golf business. Okay? Ron Castillo, Jr., he's over at Puakea, and when Seve passed, it hit him hard, because for him, Seve was his man, the way he managed to get out of positions that most people wouldn't even dream of being able to get out of. His short game escape, his creativity, as Ron put it, I could never play like Hogan. But Seve, I could relate to. So what he did is, after Seve passed, he made these armbands. You know those rubber bands that you see for different causes,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
He just wanted to make, and he made them the colors of Spain's flag. And he gave them away. But he's made about $100 for charity. But he said, equally important for Seve fans, you can play tribute to our golf hero together by wearing them. And I love what it says on it. It says, what would Seve do?
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Isn't it? Seve?
For a lot of people in my generation, I mean, Seve was just, you know, most guys back when I started playing in the mid-70s, I mean, you're 12, 13 years old, flipping on, you're seeing this 19-year-old kid up there battling in the British Open. And it is pretty, I remember watching that with my grandfather in Davenport, Iowa, and that's one of the most memorable things I can ever remember in golf, was this amazing, charismatic kid that just took the British Open by storm in 76, and he's going to be missed. I mean, I think it's a credit to him what a great Ryder Cup player he was, even after he kind of lost his game, because I think his short game was so good in the team event that still was the best at that and could really still help the Ryder Cup team.
Yeah. Now, you have a former U.S. Open winner in this qualifier coming up on Monday, Steve Jones.
Steve Jones, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole field, I mean, you see guys like Steve Jones, he's a little older now.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah,
I mean, just that he was, you know, I mean, it's not like the Masters where they get the lifetime exemptions and stuff like that in the PGA. So this is one that truly is, you know, open, like the Open Championship in Britain, and you got to go out there and earn it. It's not, you know, any lifetime achievement awards out there. But even guys like Keegan Bradley are playing, who just won. And, you know, Appleby, he won at Greenbrier not too long ago and just played so great. And Ricky Barnes, who you remember, I mean, the two guys, in 2009 we had the winner come out of Columbus with Lucas Glover, and then we had the two guys that came in second with Ricky Barnes and Duval come out of Columbus. So that just shows how strong the qualifier is. I mean, it's its own little mini U.S. Open just to make it there here.
Yeah, you got a lot of guys that are playing in the Memorial, and they're going to have to go on and play 36 holes on Monday?
Absolutely, and they do complain about it. They're just like, you get to talk to them out there, and they're just like, I'm glad I only have to do this one time a year. I mean, I really think if they had the choice and they got to do an 18-holer, they'd probably almost be willing to do it, but I think they respect that the prize is big enough that it's worthy of 36-hole qualifier. So.
Absolutely. Maybe they'll get lucky and the thunder and lightning will come after 18 holes, and they'll have to reduce it to 18 holes. I think that happened in one instance. I can't remember which one it was, though. Now, you have done a lot of writing. You were writing from the Sony Open in 2010, blogging for a newspaper, and you have a couple of projects underway. Before we close the show, what are they?
Well, the two that I really am the most excited about, Danielle, one involves the islands and the other one doesn't. I like to try and split my time between Ohio and where I kind of consider Ohio out here the, you know, the seventh Hawaiian island or whatever. But I'm doing a basketball. I've kind of really got into doing historical sports writing, so I'm doing a century history of Ohio high school basketball. Obviously, my poster boy for that is going to be LeBron James. And just talk about all the great players that have played. And pretty fascinating, getting a lot of help from the high school athletic associations and past players. And I probably met, 10 guys from the NBA in the last couple months that were in the Hall of Fame, top 50 players. So it's a fantastic project. The golf book on Hawaii that I'm interested in doing, right on the heels of that, and I've started outlining it, is just looking at all the courses. I kind of feel like the course construction is going to be down since Ernie did his course. I thought that might be the last one for a while. And kind of like preview all the great, the Ted Makalenas, the great names of Hawaiian golf. Some similar work to what some other people have done, but the thing about Hawaii golf books, it seems like as long as they're current, they're going to sell. They're pretty popular all the way around the world. And my goal is to do an encyclopedia and maybe have somebody like yourself or Mr. Rolfing write the foreword for me.
Well, if you can get Mr. Rolfing, I think that would be your best bet. To get more publicity with Mr. Rolfing.
I've met a lot of great people out there. I was going to start a golf business out there. I took a little, decided not to because the economy turned bad, but I really think that, it's one of the great golfing destinations. I think Ko'olau and Kahuku are my two favorite courses on Oahu.
We'll have to talk about Kahuku some other time. We're going to wrap the show now. Sam, thank you very much for being on from Ohio. Enjoy that sectional. You've been at 20. You've caddied for two. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design, fabrication. They'll design it and build it for you. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, products. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical 24/7. These guys show up and they know what to do. Star Protection for property threats and risk assessment. Hey, have your place checked out. When was the last time you walked it? Okay? Protection for your home or your business. Get the Star Team on your property, whether it's in Hawaii or California. Star Protection. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem, playing beautifully from tee to green. They are great deals for visitors and kama'aina alike. You can always find us at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club. Bring it.